presentation, 20th of May, patient Michael Mitchell, M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L, date of birth 1/25/1967. Michael Mitchell was seen for an evaluation of osteoporosis in the setting of systemic sarcoidosis. Per paragraph, 5 or 6 years ago, he was diagnosed with sarcoidosis with extensive pulmonary involvement, which was treated with steroids and subsequently improved. Per paragraph, he has not had regular follow-up with a pulmonologist and has not been on steroids in the recent past. Per paragraph, he has developed right lower pelvic pain, which has been evaluated extensively with multiple scans and MRI and evaluation by oncology, who have excluded a neoplastic process. Period. It appears that the osseous changes on the scans are secondary to sarcoid lesions involving the bone. Per paragraph, a bone dexitometry study has shown evidence of osteoporosis. Per paragraph, past history is otherwise notable for osteoarthritis, musculoskeletal pains that are at this point undiagnosed. Per paragraph, family history is notable for a sister who had multiple sclerosis and one brother who had a hip replacement. Per paragraph, social history, he has worked for many years as a driver with UPS, but has been off work for the last 6 months or more because of chronic pain and disability. Per paragraph, burn medication, meloxicam 50 milligrams is needed, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, fish oil. Per paragraph, a general review is notable for extensive joint and musculoskeletal symptoms as alluded to in the history period. He also has significant morning stiffness and some swelling involving his wrists, period. There is severe limitation of movement secondary to kyphoscoliosis and chronic polyarthritis. Per paragraph, on examination, blood pressure 132/70, common weight 166 pounds, BMI is 23.2, period of the pulse 70-minute period. The thyroid gland was not enlarged with no neck lymph adenopathy, period of the heart, and all the lungs were clear. The peripheral examination was unremarkable apart from some swelling in the soft tissues around his wrists, period. Paragraph, impression, acute and chronic sarcoidosis and osteoporosis. Per paragraph, because of his severe musculoskeletal and joint symptoms and the possibility of an underlying cause for his polyarthritis, I referred him to see a rheumatologist who has evaluated him and feels that most of his symptoms are because of acute sarcoidosis, although an underlying polyarthritis of another etiology is being investigated. Period. Paragraph. Fosamax 70 milligrams weekly will be instituted and follow up in due course. Period. Paragraph. End of dictation.